Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 9 tells us that two are better than one. Sports writer Rick Riley gave rookie American professional athletes this advice. Stop thumping your chest. The line blocks, the quarterback threw you a perfect spiral while getting his head knocked off, and the good receiver drew the double coverage. Get over yourself. During 27 years coaching his 10-time national champion UCLA basketball teams, Coach John Wooden reminded them, it takes 10 hands to score a basket. His message lines up perfectly with Solomon's counsel. Two are better than one. No one realizes his or her best potential on their own. God's word, and life itself, teaches us that living is designed to be a team sport. In the very beginning, God established this principle. In Genesis 2:18, it says, it's not good for the man or woman to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him or her. Being the Lone Ranger was never God's intention for us. Loneliness is a killer. Companionship is the elixir of life. In Ecclesiastes 4, 1-12, Solomon talks about the value of human relationships in a challenging and difficult world. And teacher Philip DeCourcy tells us that biblical wisdom embraces a theology of we and rejects a theology of me. Philippians 2 verse 4 talks about that. To win in life, we need to commit ourselves to first resisting the go-it-alone spirit that often characterizes our culture. Second, cultivating meaningful relationships and learning to treasure our friends. Third, staying closely connected to the members of the body of Christ. Fourth, reaching out to the lonely and the fallen. And fifth, going out of our way to demonstrate the nature of real friendship. Blazing your own trail is a dead-end street. Life shared is life fully lived. So Vision's word for today is that everybody needs somebody.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.